I've had some interesting chats with friends online the past day, and I've done a lot of thinking. And I didn't know exactly if I wanted to write about this or if I wanted to talk about it in audio form. I've been considering writing an article about this, not on Reddit. You know, I'm a writer, and this is something I want to write and talk about, my own experiences with beauty and patriarchy. And how women are valued and treated. If this is not something you want to hear, then stop listening. But if your mind is open to hearing someone's perspective, someone who's different than you, someone who you might not agree with, I invite you to listen. I've talked about my past in several audios. Sometimes I write my story into what I do, whether it be a script. Or it's me improvising. Ever since the age of 12, I have had to try and protect myself from men. I grew up with a very emotionally abusive mother. So you're taught that you have to submit and do what that parent wants in order to not be abused. Now, that's not right in any form, and it took me years to realize what my mother had done. Many people who are in abusive relationships have a hard time getting out because there's a cycle. They're nice when you do what they want, then they're mean when you don't. And so you see this hot and cold, and it can get really confusing because you think, well, this person loves me. Why would they hurt me? Right? That's the narrative in your head. And if you read any psychology on it, cognitive dissonance is when your mind has two conflicting ideas at the same time and they're battling and it causes this emotional disturbance within you. So I grew up in a household with my parents are still together. I don't know how they're still together. They fight all the time. But my mother is just, if she's not the center of attention or if she's jealous of anyone, who has anything she doesn't, she lashes out. I remember we had a conversation. I was in college and I came back home to visit my parents. And we got in a big argument. And I don't remember what it was. I mentioned that my parents pushed me really hard when I was in high school. And she always said, it's because I want the best for you. It's because I want the best for you. And there are two forms of narcissistic parents. There are the ones who Mothers, I'm sorry, mothers especially, they're the ones who project themselves and see their daughters as an extension of themselves. And there are those who neglect their child. My mother went back and forth between the two. So she either ignored me completely or she would focus her attention on me and try and make me into this thing that she wanted me to be. I'm likely to go on a tangent about Disney princesses, and I won't right now. But when my brother made the comment about me being too sassy and being a bad influence on his daughter, it upset me because that fits this whole awful social label and idea that we unfairly put on women, that you are meant to be submissive and amenable, and you can't have your own opinions, and you can't have your own mind, and you can't be considered intelligent and speak up for yourself. We tell girls, be the princess, wait for the prince to come save you. That's a horrible thing to do to young girls. I think that's why I liked Disney's Brave so much, because I forget the character's name, but the princess in that movie was a rebel. She didn't care what was expected of her. To a certain extent, parents are meant to help guide, but they aren't meant to force a child to do anything. I always get angry when my parents feel like they are solely responsible for how I turned out because I had to do all of this work on my own. Sure, they gave me a home and they helped me. But I see if I had followed the path that they wanted me to follow, as far as personality, I would be totally different. Anyway, going back to the argument my mother and I had, we got in a big argument. I was in college, and she yelled, "It's because I think that you're smarter than I am, and I want better for you than I ever had." So I think part of it is people who are incredibly narcissistic get jealous, and maybe she meant that, but she wasn't able to help me in a healthy way. I remember when I was a kid, my brother is younger than me, and he was allowed to stay out later than I was because I was a girl. And that's, they said, that's just the way it is. And what did that help do, really, sheltering me like that? They didn't protect me from the horrors of the world. I've been harassed. I've been assaulted. I've been raped. I've almost been abducted before. That's another story. They can't protect you by sheltering you or trying to force you to fit into a certain mold. But women are seen as objects. The porn industry paints women as nothing but just physical instruments of pleasure for men. You know what? Sometimes I enjoy that kink, being like, being told certain things, but that's a kink. It's not who I want to be every day in my day-to-day life. And I think that some people see that so literally, they can't imagine that women can be multifaceted creatures with their own wants and desires. Think about this. If you're a male, you have a variety of moods and thoughts and wants and dreams, right? So do women. We're not that much different than you. We're people too. Just because I'm not a man doesn't mean I'm not allowed to be intelligent and speak out about what I want. We are living in 2017, and we're still forcing these ideas on people, and the beauty industry bothers me because it markets towards younger and younger and younger women and young girls, honestly, and the fashion for children as well, markets towards extremely young girls and gives them clothes that look like they're about to go out clubbing at the age of like 8 and 6. And you have little girls wearing like high heels and fishnet tights. It's too much. We're over-sexualizing the youth. We're teaching them from a young age, be the princess, wait for the guy to come rescue you. Don't be too outspoken. Don't upset the status quo. Be quiet. Be submissive. Look like a slut. That's not okay. It's not okay. If you want to dress like that because you want to dress like that. Don't dress like that for men. That's my point. If you want to flaunt a body part because you feel so damn good about yourself, come on, sister, fucking do it. Like, I am all for it. Gonna come out and say, I guess my ass is a good feature of mine. I wear jeans that accentuate that. I do. And I don't do it for other people. I do it for me. I'm like, hey, I look good today. I'm going to wear this. That's the attitude you need to have. You don't need to do it to try and get attention from other people. I know a lot of women struggle with feeling like their value comes from how men see them. And in my early 20s, I struggled with this as well. And that was me coming out of a situation where I was being overly protected by my parents, afraid of everything, afraid of experiencing life, afraid of guys, afraid of sex, afraid of anything. I was forced information and taught to fear so much that I was afraid to try things. I went to college. I finally developed, you know, from my gangly ballerina body, and guys started noticing me, and I went a little wild. I took their liking me and interest as love, and that is not love. Lust is not love. being desired is not love, and that does not determine your value. Whether or not someone desires you, that does not determine your value. When you get stuck in that mindset, think about the people in your life who you care about and who mean something to you. Do you sexually desire all of those people? No. That doesn't make them valuable to you. So why should you think the opposite about yourself? That's so unfair and so unhelpful in trying to love yourself. I think too that thinking that, and I spoke about this, thinking that women who are better looking have it easier is also a misconception. And I know I talked about this a little bit, but when you are seen as an object and valued for your looks, men, the wrong men, bad men, act on that and think that they can do whatever they want to you. And that's what I found in life, based on, I guess, the way some people see me. I've never been 100% like feeling like I'm hot shit or anything like that, because I guess that's just my upbringing and my background. Growing up with a mom who was so incredibly narcissistic and selfish, I often put her needs in front of my own. And I didn't see myself, I guess, for who I was until much later. And it's still something I struggle with. I mean, all of us have these battles we have to fight. And maybe it wasn't apparent in your life. Maybe it's you're fighting it yourself. Maybe you have some other internal conflict that you're dealing with. Everybody does. I'm going to tell you a secret. You ready for the secret? The secret is no one 100% has their shit together. They don't. Some people are just really good at making it look like they do. The people you see who you are jealous of, that seem so powerful and confident and like they have everything, and you're jealous of what they have in life, those people are incredibly fragile. And more oftentimes than not, they're hiding something really hurtful or shameful, or they are going through some sort of struggle and they put on this mask and they don't allow themselves to be vulnerable. So I know it's easier for me to say that than for you to see in practice, but I've seen it my entire life. People that make it seem like they're untouchable and nothing's wrong. There's always something brimming under the surface of every person. That's why we have to be compassionate. That's why we can't be jealous of each other. Because everybody is struggling in some way. Life itself is a struggle. We're put on this earth. We come here. We're naked. We are forced to have someone else take care of us. We can't do anything. We're totally helpless. And then we age. And as we age, if you're a woman, you're told you aren't valued as much because your looks fade. So that's what I have to look forward to. Except that I have people I know who don't give a shit about the way I look, right? They care about me, who I am, what I stand for, the value I bring to their life. And that's what you should focus on. Whether you're a man or a woman or trans, whatever you identify with, if you're a male, your value's not on your masculinity. That's also a lie. It's such a lie. I hate these traditional gender roles that we force down people's throats. I often find the people who are so aggressive and pick fights and have to be macho, that is a huge turnoff for me. More oftentimes than not, those kind of people are the ones who are verbally violent, bullies, who harass and sexually abuse women. Verbally abuse women. That in itself, feeling like you have to be this stud, it's a front. It's a total front. Just drop the act and be who you are. We are so afraid of not fitting into a box. And when I was younger, I really struggled with this because I was different. I wasn't, my parents were not wealthy like a lot of the people I went to high school. All the popular girls and boys, all of their parents were well off. And I was in ballet with a lot of those girls. And I was treated differently because my parents were not rich, quote unquote rich. They were my friends, I thought, but they weren't. They were bullies. And I was the one they chose to direct all their attention to because I was the different one. It's easy to say, you're different, you're shunned, let's focus all of our attention on you. It wasn't until I got a boyfriend in, I think it was my sophomore year of high school, and he went to a different school, and I saw a photo of him, and then they started being nice to me because they thought he was cute. And that's when something clicked in my head, and it said, these people aren't really your friends. They don't give a shit about you. When people base all of their worth on you on superficial things, the way you look, what car you drive, how much money you make a year, how attractive your partner is, what shoes you wear, they don't really care about you as a person. They care about your things. Do you really want that? I don't want that. I don't want that in my life. Man, I'm really going on a tangent here. I know I wanted to say that if you follow me and support me and you say you're a fan of mine, thank you. Along with that comes accepting me for who I am. I know some people listen and don't come to the subreddit and don't listen to my other audio posts or PTA stuff or singing or anything like that or my writing, and that's totally perfectly fine. You can enjoy my content however you choose if you wish to even listen to it. But if you say you're a fan of mine, I would hope that means that you support me. I get people who are kind of nasty and they say whatever they want to say and then they follow it, but I'm a fan. Okay, because you're a fan, that means that you're able to treat me like shit. No, that's not how it goes. I also think that if you're a fan of mine, you should know that I believe that women should be treated like people. So throwing that out there again. And if you say that you love women and you value women, then you need to treat them like you do. You're never going to find a partner who will make you happy or who will love you, really love you, unless you respect and value them. Trust me on this. Just trust me. I have had so many relationships in my life. I've dated a lot. I've had a lot of long-term relationships. In my younger years, I dated a lot and I was having fun. And there's a time for that. I think there is. But when you mature a little bit, you value companionship and you value the comfort of another person who can support you and be there for you that you can trust to get through life with. And it could be one person. It could be a network of people. It could be someone who you have no romantic interest in. But those form from being genuine, those sorts of connections, and respecting and valuing other people. I don't blame the way women are treated on all men. I think that I made that very clear. I love men, obviously. And I would never pin women's oppression on all men. I just know there are certain kinds of men that don't have my best interests at heart and who see me as a sexual creature and nothing else. And that's not who I am. I'm a person. I'm multifaceted, just like you, just like you. I might have different facets, but we both have different things to bring to the table. I guess that's it. I don't know what else I want to say, really. Just that if you are here and you follow my subreddit, then I take that as meaning that you follow because you like my content and you support me. And if you don't, then I ask you please not to follow. I don't know what's going on with all these PMs I'm getting, but I like what I do here. I'm allowed to be creative and I'm allowed to help people if they need help in certain ways. Maybe you are missing intimacy. Maybe you just need a comforting voice. Maybe you just need to get off. Maybe you feel like being entertained. Maybe you feel like being aroused. Maybe you feel like listening to someone who sounds like a friend. I'm here for all of those reasons. Maybe you need a script. Maybe you need something to help you feel confident and sexy, some words to say because you don't know where to start, or you want something to perform, you want to entertain. That's what I'm here for. I appreciate those of you who have reached out to me and said nice things behind the scenes. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I just wanted to sort of get some thoughts out. Thanks again for, if you're listening, if you got this far. Happy Sunday, if it's your Sunday. I am hanging out with the cats. I have some plans for today. It is not raining anymore. Hooray. Yeah, and keep your eyes peeled. I will be doing my next ASMR post soonish. I plan on doing it soonish. So, all of you who are asking, I promise it's coming up. Okay, bye for now.